This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Today was a correction day. We've had a lot up in the market, two or three days. Beans in particular rallied strong, starting from, looking at the chart now, the market, starting from last week. And just to get overdone, the beans have come up off their lows by almost 70 cents. So it's time to correct. We do have some things in the offing. We've got unemployment on Friday. See if the inflation numbers come down, increase the chances they'll lower rates a couple times this year. We also have a government report a week from today at 11 o'clock, the September WASDE. We're starting to trickle out some estimates for that report. StoneX came out, and they're looking at a 53.0 billion bushel per acre yield in beans. They were 52.6 their last estimate, and corn at 182.9. Last estimate was 182.3, a little bit higher.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn down 2 even at 410 and 3 quarters. November soybeans up 2 even at 1023 and a half. October soybean meal down 340 at 322.40. October soybean oil up 97 cents at 41.69. On the Merck, October live cattle down 197 at 177.25. September feeders down 250 at 237.12. October lean hogs down 87 cents at 80.70. Pork cutout went unchanged at 91.55. That's been a check of the closing markets for this Thursday. I'm Riley Smith.